Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Trotsky Ranch. Complete player development. Body. Tools. Makeup. Six Tool Nation.
I'm Nate Trotsky. Welcome to CPD, a weekly show dedicated to meeting the needs of the amateur, the aspiring amateur player in pursuit of college and professional baseball. In studio with my double play combo, lifelong learner, ABCA National High School Coach of the Year, Trent Mongero. Trent, how you doing, brother?
Doing great, brother. Always excited to hear from our guests and looking forward to a great show this weekend.
Trent, let's head straight to the mind gym. It's time to train the brain. With the mental game acronym of the week, Es Tiempo de Comer, it's time to eat, brother.
Nate, the mental game acronym of the week is EYL, which stands for Edit Your Life. The acronym last week, on a quick review, was IGN. I got navigation.
Thank you, Trent. Thank you, brother. Before we go to our guests, like we do at the beginning of each show, we briefly address what we call here at CPD as the graveyard. And the graveyard is the great disparity of what players actually accomplish early in their careers and actually what they set out to accomplish. And early in their careers, so many players have such high hopes and desires and aspirations. And when we look back at the careers of most, very few actually accomplish what they set out to accomplish. And that's why we do what we do at CPD. And we are all about player development. We're about helping amateur players reach their ceiling, get to the height of their ceiling. A quick recap from last week's show, our professional guest was Alan Jaeger from Jaeger Sports, and I loved what Alan said about the mental game and also in regards to arm development and arm care. And Alan's one of the best in the business. Tune into all shows, all prior shows at TroskyRanch.com and follow us on social media at Trotsky Ranch, Trotsky Baseball, and Coach Mongero. Trent, our guest tonight is a very special guest, and he's a friend of yours, and we're very excited to have general manager of the Kansas City Royals, Dayton Moore.
Yes, Nate, outstanding guest. Dayton is one of the best. He has truly been a true journeyman in the game of baseball as a player, college coach, then getting into the scouting ranks, working for the Atlanta Braves, and then taking over the Kansas City Royals. And of course, bringing them to a World Series championship in 2015. And that's his journey again. But even better than that, he's a better man, Christian faith, and a great father and husband. So we'll be right back after this break with Dayton Moore.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it. Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Rates have dropped to near all-time lows at ClearPath Lending. Rates are as low as 1.75% on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, 1.986% APR. Call ClearPath Lending, 844-800-3205. Loan officers are standing by. ClearPath Lending at 844-800-3205.
Loans not available in all states. 1.75% rate, 1.986% APR, subject to 800 minimum FICO score and includes up to 2 discount points. Other restrictions apply. Call 888-855-6361 or visit clearpathlending.com for details about credit costs, terms, and license information. ClearPath Lending Incorporated, 15615 Alton Parkway, Suite 300, Irvine, California, 92618, NMLS ID number 936436. Loans made or arranged pursuant to a California financing law license number 603J783 in California. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Call now and save thousands. 844-800-3205.
Welcome back to Trosky Ranch, Complete Player Development with Nate Trosky and Trent Mongero.
Welcome back to the show. We have a very special guest tonight, Dayton Moore, GM, General Manager of the Kansas City Royals. A quick background on Dayton's past. I met Dayton when I was a player at UNC Wilmington and he was coaching at George Mason University. But shortly after that, the Braves hired Dayton as a scout and he worked his way through the scouting ranks. In fact, when he was with the Atlanta Braves, they won 14 straight division titles, which is absolutely amazing. He was hired away to the Kansas City Royals as their general manager in 2006. And of course, they won a World Series championship in 2015. That's a great challenge in Kansas City. It's a good market, but it's not necessarily the big market. Is that true, Dayton? First of all, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming
great,
on.
Great to be with you, Trent. Thanks for having me on. And, you know, you mentioned our market. The one thing we never, ever do is make excuse for our market. You know, we focus on, you know, what we have, what we can do. We realize, you know, we can't cover up our mistakes the way some organizations can. We realize we may only get one or two moves to some organizations, multiple moves, but you know, we embrace what we can do. And that's a mindset that we've created from the very beginning, that we're not gonna mention our market. We're gonna focus on what we can do. And at the end of the day, it's our job to develop players, to scout well, to develop well, and to just grow the next generation of baseball player.
Wow, that's outstanding. I know I was blessed to come out the year after you guys won the World Series and take in some BP at, you know, in the dugout. And it was just amazing. It was like one of the best experiences I ever had. And my mom lives out in KC. And of course, Nate are there right now this weekend with you guys at your Urban Youth Academy, which is an amazing complex. But I want to go back to 2015 because we talk about the heartbeat of champions a lot, Dayton, you know, like, what is it about these teams and these players that separate them? And in this case, World Series champions 2015, you know, if you could define it for us or pin it somehow, share with the audience, what made that team tick? Why, what was it about them that made them champions?
Well, I think, you know, all of us have been a part of successful teams, successful organizations, successful families. And we've all been a part of maybe some teams or some situations that were a little more dysfunctional than we'd like. But I think those ingredients that make teams special are very similar. I mean, you've got a group of people that genuinely can celebrate the accomplishments of others. They want their teammate to succeed above self. And, you know, I think, you know, one of the messages that I know that you all share and that I've shared my entire life with players And I continue to do it to this day with every player I've been a part of. And it's simply this. There's two things you want said about you when your career is over, regardless whether it's high school, college, minor league, major league. You want two things said about you. You want every player you ever played with to say that you were a really good teammate. In fact, if a player can say you were the greatest teammate they ever had, that would be really, really special. And then the second thing you want said about you is that you were an extension of the coach on the field. And that means you respected authority. So when your career is over, if you were a great teammate, that means you probably could genuinely celebrate the accomplishments of others. You served others. You pulled for your teammate, even when you were going bad. You earned that respect of being a great teammate. And then if you were an extension of your coach on the field, that means you probably respected authority and you did nothing to undermine his decision-making. Now, that doesn't mean you're always going to agree with your coach. Of course, you're going to have discussions. You're going to ask why. You're going to want things explained to you in a little more detail. But at the end of the day, that dugout's a dictatorship, and that coach has to make a decision. And players have to accept those decisions and put forward the proper effort, not only because the coach asked them to do, but also just for the good of the team. And so when your career is over, if those two things can be said about you, you've got a lot out of this game and you are now on a pathway to be successful at whatever you choose to do. And hopefully, and most importantly, you know, that's a father and a husband. And so with that message, Trent, that we continue to preach and have always preached, I think, players understand the importance of being a great teammate, pulling for one another, be selfless. And then when that happens, you end up having a team that reaches their ceiling. And so, the world will always celebrate championship teams, but that doesn't mean that team functions well as a group. That may just mean that they were just really, really talented and they got hot at the right time. And there's been teams that necessarily haven't been very successful that you're really, really proud of because of the individuals on that team and how they interact with one another. So I can honestly tell you that every team I've been a part of at every level is special. Being a part of a team is an incredible honor. And all of those teams have taught me a great deal, not just the ones that the world views as a success because they win championships or make the playoffs.
Dane, this is Nate Trosky. I wanted to ask you about, you're talking about, you know, the spirit of the winner, you know, the heart of the winner of a champion. And do you feel that this comes early in life? Because, you know, we hear it all the time. You sign a contract, you leave your college team, you go play for a professional organization, and the team spirit is rarely there. People are out for themselves. You know, it's a business. Guys are concerned about you taking their job much more than the amateur level. So I wanted to ask you, is this something that you feel can actually be learned later in life? Do you typically feel that it's something that's instilled early on, or can guys actually learn it? And then also as a college recruiter and scout and general manager, how do you guys identify these qualities before you actually say yes on a player?
Great questions. And first, I would say this, that it's very easy to identify talent. We've been doing that our entire lives. And in fact, the easiest thing to do in the draft is to put players in categories based on where they're going to go in the draft. We've got the best evaluators in the world. The hardest thing for us to do is to figure out what's in their heart and what's in their mind. And will their heart and their mind be in a position to line up and to allow them to be successful and make good choices on the field and make good choices, most importantly, off the field. And those are the things that are the most difficult to determine. So how do we determine that? Well, we ask questions like when we interview players, very simple questions, very straightforward questions. We want to know, you know, who the player looks up to, who are his heroes, and if, you know, they name a player, why do they like that player? What do they value in that player? And, you know, we ask who their heroes are. We hope like heck they say their dad or some male role model in their life, coach, uncle, brother. We want to know why. Unfortunately, that's sometimes not the case. Some players grow up without a strong role model as a father. Our heart breaks for those individuals. But again, we want to know, who those role models are and talk to us about some adversity that you've been through and how much you love this game and how much sacrifice that you've made for this game. And so we try to determine that before we select the player. But Nate, the truth of the matter is, until they get out playing and they experience some adversity and some failure, we really don't know how they're going to respond and really what's inside of them. That's why it's so important to have men around them with a caring spirit who have experienced a lot of the things that they're going to experience. It's important to have good teammates around them, bring people into the organization that share the same values. But, I do understand that in the minor leagues, it's about moving from level to level and ultimately making it to the major leagues. And you can consume just with yourself. And so we spend a great deal of time as an organization to talk a lot about the importance of team and coming up together and pulling for one another. Because if you are focused on self, this game will eat you alive. This game will crush you if you're focused just on your accomplishments and your batting average and what you want to accomplish, or your ERA or your spin rates or your hard hit rates or your chase rates. I mean, you have to play this game with the same innocence you did as a little boy. And it's got to be, I love to play. I love to compete. I want to face the best pitcher, or I want to face the best hitter. I want great teammates around me. I want to play with the best players, because iron sharpens iron, and you want to have strong, like-minded people around you that share a lot of those same values. You have to fight against the temptation of playing for yourself. You have to fight that off, because if you don't, this game will crush you, especially in the minor leagues.
Dayton, thank you. We'll be right back with Dayton Moore, general manager of the Kansas City Royals, right after this brief break.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt, so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. This ad is sponsored by Janelle and Associates Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas.
Attention all former Boy Scouts or Cub Scouts. If you were sexually abused by an adult scout leader, even if the abuse happened decades ago, listen closely, as you may be entitled to substantial compensation. The Boy Scouts of America have billions of dollars in assets and have agreed to set up a victim compensation fund for victims of child sexual abuse, even if the abuse happened decades ago. Our attorneys can file a claim for you and get you the justice and closure you deserve while you remain completely anonymous. If you suffered abuses from scout leaders and those who knew about the abuse but failed to stop it, call our law firm's confidential scout abuse helpline at 800-608-1429, as you may be entitled to substantial compensation. But hurry, as time is running out to file a claim. Call 800-608-1429 right now to see if you are eligible for substantial compensation. Call 800-608-1429. That's 800-608-1429. 800-608-1429.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Welcome back to Trosky Ranch, Complete Player Development with Nate Trosky and Trent Mongero.
Welcome back to the show with Dayton Moore, General Manager of the Kansas City Royals. We're talking about the spirit of team, and you know, they're cliches. We hear them all the time, keep the team first. And, you know, but you're talking, you're getting down to the root of it all. And you're talking about from the major league side, from the minor league side, and why teams actually win championships. And I want to ask you, Dayton, how do we fight this urge, this selfishness urge that we have inside of us as human beings? You know, it's our nature to think self first. So is there anything, I know Jeff Diskins, he was one of our guests with the show, and Jeff does some character development, some life development, and you guys are big on the development of the person. So is there anything, you know, that you guys actually teach or encourage, or do you have any suggestions? Because, you know, even in today's age, the metrics, you know, everybody's so consumed with numbers and myself and me. So any advice for our players out there, or what you guys might do with the Royals?
You know, Nate, you're asking me that question, and it's very simple for me. My faith is crucial. It guides me in all aspects of life. I believe and trust the Gospels. I love the Gospels because they're all about putting others first. They're all about serving others. I know I am the most happy in my life when I'm helping somebody else either achieve or just doing something behind the scenes that makes their life, their day a little bit better. You know, one of the things that we do as an organization is we demand that our players are involved in community service at the affiliate level. We demand that they're doing things as a team. We encourage them to call each other out and to hold each other accountable in a very respectful way. But, you know, leadership exists. The privilege of leadership, if you want the privilege of leadership, you must put others first. That's where it begins and ends. And leadership is simply the power should be used to serve and to help the powerless. And, you know, that's why on a team, if your best player, your most talented player works the hardest, cares the most, competes the best, shows up early, stays late, that team always has a chance to reach its ceiling. Conversely, if your most talented players, the players you're counting on the most, are cutting corners, undermining coaches, talking behind their teammates' back, you've got one of the highest levels of dysfunction that you can have as a part of that team. And that team is not going to reach its ceiling. And so, but again, you asked me that question. And for me, you know, I think of my faith and what my faith demands that I do. And again, it's put others first. And, but the people in the leadership positions, Nate, they have to model that. So whatever you want seen in your team, you better model that behavior. If you want hard work, you better model hard work. If you want competitiveness, you better model competitiveness. If you want people to celebrate you, you better celebrate them. You better be the first guy off the bench when that hitter gets the bunt down or gets the runner to third base or moves up on a ball in the dirt or whatever the case may be, or makes a great play. You better be the first one congratulating them, because that's what good leaders do. And those are the healthy traits that will make up a successful, thriving baseball team.
Hey, Dayton, Trent here. It's so refreshing. I just have to say, it's just so refreshing to hear a general manager of a major league team speaking the language that you're speaking. Your faith, team first, you know, setting the example yourself as a leader of what you're wanting in your organization. And I know that's exactly what you do. You know, it starts at the top, right? So we have players, we have parents, we have coaches, And many of our listeners are aspiring collegiate players. They're either trying to get through high school, but they're aspiring to get to college, aspiring to be professional drafts and play in the major leagues one day. Like, just like all of us, we had that dream. What are some of the differences between a good college player? Well, let's talk physical tools here. Okay. And you can talk some mental too, if you want, but what are some of the differences between a good college player and a pro prospect or a draftable player?
Well, again, great question. And let me just say this, you know, everybody I know in this segment, in this forum, we have great respect for every baseball player. It takes an unbelievable amount of sacrifice and commitment to make your high school team, to make your college team, to play minor league baseball, then to play in the major leagues is really, really special. But you all have sacrificed greatly and committed so much time to perfect your skills at a level to play this game. And, you know, in our game, run fast, jump high, stronger than everybody else. That's great. But it doesn't mean that you're going to be a successful baseball player. It's repetition, repetition, repetition. And again, it takes incredible time to develop your skills, your hand-eye coordination, to be able to track pitches and see pitches, to be able to execute pitches, to instinctively be able to read balls off the bat on defense and read swings and move up on balls in the dirt and just kind of have that sixth sense that is very difficult to teach, those instincts. And it requires, again, so much studying. And, you know, when I was 15 years old, and you guys probably did the same thing, you know, when VHSs came out, VCRs, I used to tape the postseason games. Of course, we didn't have a lot of games on television, but the postseason was obviously on TV, and I would tape those games so I could watch baseball in the off season. And I think you have to have that type of mindset if you're going to, you know, reach your ceiling as a player. Look, Major League Baseball players are genetically gifted. There's no doubt about it. And they have some special, special skills. And it's a minor miracle to play in the major leagues. A lot has to go right. And so the one thing I would tell you is don't disadvantage yourself mentally by thinking somebody owes you something or you deserve something. Do not disadvantage yourself mentally by thinking that, because you are going to be stuck in steady misery in this game. The game doesn't owe you anything. You don't deserve anything. You go out and play for the sure love and the competition and the camaraderie to be a part of team. You don't worry about what umpires say. You don't worry about bad hops. You don't make excuses. Just show up and give your best effort and just play with the pure joy and the love of the game. And those are the players that reach their ceiling. There's a lot of very talented major league players that play for a long time that are absolutely miserable. They're just such gifted athletically that they're able to play this game at a high level, but they're just absolutely miserable because they disadvantage themselves mentally by making excuses. Therefore, their teammates don't respect them. The media doesn't give them a break. The fans don't embrace them. And it's miserable. And so that would be my message, Trent. And that's really the separator.
Well, we got about 3 minutes left in this segment. I want to get your take, Dayton, on college baseball and the role it's playing now in development of players. Are there more guys being drafted out of college now than, say, 15, 20 years ago? And if so, why or why not?
Well, you know, you mentioned, you know, I started with the Braves, and of course, we loved high school players. We spent a lot of time on high school players because we just wanted to raise our own, and we believed in our development philosophy. And of course, I've always liked a balance of high school and college players. The games have changed a lot at the collegiate level as well. I mean, it's big money, as we know, and a lot of those coaches have to win baseball games, and I understand that. And professional baseball is changing as well with, you know, the contraction at the minor league level with the number of teams. And I don't want players to get discouraged by any of that because there's going to be a lot of opportunity to play independent ball and other leagues that will pop up. And, you know, it's, it's important that, again, that you just continue to pursue your dream in playing. But it's just, you know, the game, the college game and the pro game are very different. But I think there's more kids coming out of college now. It seems to be the mindset of a lot of kids. Look, it's important to get a college education. There's no doubt about it, whether you sign out of high school or you sign out of college. But it's different for different kids. Everybody's different. And, you know, there's a financial part of that. There's an opportunity part of it. The one thing I would say as we wrap this segment up, you've got to put yourself in the best opportunity to play. You can't get better sitting on the bench in our game. You know, it's not like you can be the fourth string quarterback at Alabama and play in the NFL. If you're the fourth string shortstop at Alabama as a baseball player, you're not playing in the major leagues. Trust me. You got to put yourself in a position to get that repetition.
In a minute, if we can, what is the overall purpose in shrinking the minor leagues?
If you really understand what baseball means to a baseball player, minor league contraction, round reduction doesn't even enter your mind. And so you know where I stand on those decisions. I believe in giving players opportunity and believing in players because we all know they all develop at different stages. Right. I mean, they just do. As long as they love to play and continue to put forth the effort, I'm not putting limitations on any of them. Because the game develops players at different times and they reach their ceilings at different times in their career.
That's outstanding. I know that's a difficult one to answer, but it just seemed logical to ask at that moment.
No.
What we were talking about. But we will be right back with Dayton Moore, general manager of the Kansas City Royals, right after this short break.
The number one gift in this stressful year, relaxation from Homedics. Soothing stress for over 35 years, Homedics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list with free shipping on orders over $50. Holiday supplies won't last, so avoid the rush while you can at HOMEDICS.com. Get the perfectly relaxing, perfectly affordable gift now at Homedics.com and major retailers everywhere.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-516-2499. 800-516-2499. 800-516-2499. Again, that's 800-516-2499. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
It's time to play Vomit or No Vomit. Brought to you by Nausine.
It's 2 a.m. on New Year's, and the combo of greasy sliders and week-old eggnog has your stomach feeling like it's ready to uncork like cheap champagne.
For your first resolution, do you A, vomit, B, drink the pink stuff, C, take fast-acting Nausine?
Take Nausine.
Correct. Nausine's four-minute formula quickly relieves stomach discomfort from overindulging.
Get fast-acting Nausine now. Available in stores everywhere. Use only as directed.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-75 4531 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Welcome back to Trusky Ranch. Complete Player Development with Nate Trosky and Trent Mongiero.
Welcome back to the show, Nate Trosky, with Trent Mongiero and Dayton Moore, General Manager of the Kansas City Royals. Dayton, I want to talk to you a little bit about player development. So you spent some time in collegiate baseball and also in the minor leagues, scouting the big leagues, general manager. I mean, your resume is special because of the diversity. I mean, and you've been able to experience player development in many different areas. So can you touch a little bit on what did player development look like? I mean, first question would be is what position did you play? And is there a position that you prefer to teach on defense?
Well, I was a middle infielder. I'm certainly not the teacher that you and Trent are. I've seen a lot of your all stuff and how you communicate and the creativity and how you just make it so much fun and what have you. But, I've always enjoyed all aspects of the game, and I've been around some great teachers. I've got an opportunity to steal a lot of their ideas. I'd like all aspects of it. I really do. I like base running, certainly infield play. I like teaching all the different team fundamentals. But at the end of the day, I felt like that, what I've learned as much as anything is how to recognize good coaches and good teachers. And, that's been a fun part of my personal development.
So as infield guys, all three of us, Trent and I, as you know, that's what we spend a lot of our time doing, teaching infield play. And we love the game too, from top to bottom. But if you could kind of expand a little bit on what did player development look like at the collegiate level for infielders? Was there a lot of development going on? Was it kind of just find the best guys and hit them a few ground balls and let them go? And then when you get to the minor leagues, is there actually development going on? Is rookie ball different than double A? And then do the big leaguers actually participate in actually developing skills, or is it basically just maintenance?
It's came a long way. It really has. I mean, when I first started as a college coach in 19, I think it was the fall of 1990. And, I took a lot of pride in being a teacher and doing a lot of different drills. And I felt like at the time we were ahead of the game, so to speak. But based on what guys do now, what you guys do, what I see others do, I mean, it's so much more advanced. It's really evolved. In fact, even at the minor league level, when I first got into professional baseball, there really wasn't. You'd have a few guys teaching some things above and beyond from an infield perspective, but now you've got so many different things. I mean, you've got all kinds of drills that guys do, and whether it be knee drills, all kinds of short hop drills, backhand drills, footwork, all the different things you do with double play feeds and repetition and utilizing the different machines, the hack attacks and all the fungo man. And there's just so many different things that are out there now. And of course, you got, like I said, you guys are so much more advanced than my mind is when it comes to these things, but it's really evolved, and there's a lot of good teachers, and there's really no excuse for a player today not getting, the proper teaching because of social media, because of the internet and all the different ways to obtain information now. And plus, look, and I know when we were growing up, the best, and it still is today, you watch good players, you watch what they do. And we've got access to all that now much more than we did as kids, right? And so I remember when I first started getting involved in international baseball in 1998, and I did international work for the Braves for 5.5 years. I mean, you'd go over there and watch the Dominicans and the Venezuelans play. I mean, those guys were on a different level. I mean, they just, but they just loved to do it. And they would literally, they would take over 100 ground balls a day constantly. They just loved it. And they developed their hands and their feet to a different level than everybody else. And so, but, watching guys, I think is such a great teacher as well.
So I take two guys. You got one guy signs out of high school, let's say he's a third rounder, and the other guy decides to go to college. He goes to college for 3 years and ends up signing. The other guy goes in the third round. He's in the minor leagues for 3 years. Where will they be in, if they're equal players now? So one played 3 years in the minor leagues, went through player development. The other went to a very, credible college with a good infield coach. Where would you say they would be when they came out after those 3 years? Would one be ahead of the other? Would they be somewhere similar?
Well, assuming it's, first of all, one of the things I hear constantly is like the SEC is the equivalent of AA baseball. That's just not true. It's just not. Now you're going to find a pitcher or two in the SEC or different leagues that certainly have elite stuff. Do they have elite command? Can they control the running game? Do they field their position? Can they make pitches out of the stretch yet? I mean, probably not on a consistent level. But, you know, back to your question, it's different for every player. Assuming both players, the kid out of high school was ready to go out mentally and physically, he had the tools to go. I mean, competition develops you more than anything else. And so when you're about around the best players your peer group has to offer, you are going to get better in a hurry. What I've seen a lot with the college player, they improve that first 18 months. And then the next 18 months, they stay somewhat stagnant. It's hard to improve beyond the level of competition. Okay. So when you're in the minor leagues and you start in rookie ball, you're going to get overmatched a little bit, but then you're going to catch up. Because again, it's very difficult to develop beyond the level of competition. Then you go to low A, you're going to be overmatched a little bit, but then you catch up. And then you go to high A, and then you catch up, and now you're ready to go to double A. Well, even if you're in the SEC or the ACC or one of the Pac-10 or these big conferences, yeah, you're gonna struggle as a freshman, but then you pick it up as a sophomore and then the junior. It's all the same level of competition. And on Friday and Saturday, yeah, you're facing elite pitching, but what are you seeing on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday? So again, assuming that the players are ready to go out, and some guys, as we all know, mentally, they're just not ready to go out. And when you go out and you're a shortstop and you show up spring training and you've got 8 shortstops and they're all really, really good and they're from all over the country, you realize that, you know what, I'm just one of the boys and I got to separate myself. And some players just can't handle that mentally. And we've raised them. I mean, we've raised players as young kids in travel ball or youth leagues that, you know, if they're not the star player on the team, they go to another team next year because they want to be the star instead of just competing against who you have and trying to earn your spot and earn your spot in the lineup or the position that you desire to play. We don't allow our kids to compete the way they're going to have to compete once they get into college baseball or professional baseball. But what I've learned from early on, and Bill LaJoy, one of my mentors, told me this. As a farm director, you got to understand this. You never want to take away the naturalness and the aggressiveness of the player. And the second thing that you need to understand, that competition and opportunity are the most important part of the development of the player. So you got to keep it competitive, you got to challenge them, and you got to make sure they get the opportunity so they can go out and play and obviously develop their skills.
Really good. Outstanding insight, Dayton. Thank you. Trent Mongero here again. So for these players that we're talking about that get to the top, they reach the major league, and they're not just there for a short period of time. They're not in and out. These guys are the ones with sustainable careers, 8, 10, 15 years in the major league, some even more. You know, what qualities besides talent allows a player to do that? Because we know the regimen at which these guys are under is so stressful and tiring. And if you could shed some light, I know we only got about 5 minutes, shed some light into what that looks like to be able to, you know, not only sustain and the qualities to sustain, but the regimen that these guys are under every day as Major League Baseball players.
Well, the one thing that they've done very well is embrace the challenges. Okay. And they love all aspects of the game. Now there's some they like more than others, but like it or not, you have to deal with the media. Like it or not, you've got to be accountable in your locker after you were 0-for-4 or you made an error with a runner on third late in the game and it cost the team a victory. You've got to be accountable and you've got to deal with the media. You've got to embrace diversity because baseball is perhaps the most diverse game there is. We have players from all over the world. And the Latino players are even different from one another. There's a difference between the Dominican player. There's a difference between the Venezuelan and the Cuban player and the Mexican player. And, of course, we've got kids coming out of high school and kids coming out of college. And they're all different. So you've got to embrace diversity. You've got to love getting to the ballpark early. Early work is a big part of your development. And a lot of guys think they want to play baseball until they realize it's every single day and you can't go home. And now all of a sudden they're in high A or double A and they're really failing for the first time. And, they're realizing that I may not make it to the major leagues or my path isn't going to be as easy as I thought. And so you've got to fight through all that. But once you make it to the major leagues, it's really, really hard to stay, as we know. I mean, it's very, very difficult. And it's those players, again, that embrace diversity. They love showing up at the ballpark. They can't wait for spring training to start. But the bottom line is they've made good choices off the field, too, to free them up to do what they naturally do on the field. Because our game is about focus. It's about concentration. It's about commitment. And if you've got a lot of junk, a lot of drama off the field, how are you going to compete against the best of the best when you can't concentrate and you can't focus? Because your marriage is struggling, or you're not going to bed at night, you're putting bad things into your body or your mind that is interfering with your concentration on the field.
Wow. So, like 30 seconds, one piece of advice to parents that you want them to know about anything.
Well, it's important to be mom and it's important to be dad. Let the coaches coach. The only things our children want to hear us say is, I love watching you play, son. Nice job. Great try. Get them next time. Be a good teammate. Understand this. The lessons that your son's going to learn in one baseball game, one season, one career, applied properly, can prepare them for all the necessary things they're going to need as a leader. And most importantly, a son, a brother, a father, and a husband.
Wow, Dayton. I have to say, you have dropped serious nuggets all over the place. And it's really the same message that Nate and I have. I think the old school guys, we still believe in the true core values of humanity and of the game itself. So I know for me and Nate, we want to thank you very much for your time and we wish you all the best. Thank you for having us out at your Urban Youth Academy this weekend.
Well, you guys are great. I love you guys. I appreciate what you're doing. You're making our game better. You're growing leaders and keep doing what you're doing. The game cannot survive and be the game that we all fell in love with unless you guys continue to do what you're doing. So on behalf of the Royals, thank you.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it so much.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back after this short break.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Welcome back to Trosky Ranch, Complete Player Development with Nate Trosky and Trent Mongero.
Welcome back, Nate Trosky with Trent Mongero. Our guest was Dayton Moore, General Manager, Kansas City Royals. And what a special guest, Trent. I think, you know, the insight was he talked about being, you know, a great teammate. He talked about loving the game. He talked about the sixth tool, but he took it a step further from, you know, his experience as a general manager, being a college coach, being a scout. I mean, the insight was outstanding. I'm going to go back, Trent, and listen to it many times. And one of the pieces that really stood out to me, he talked about 85% we know are not going to be big leaguers. It's just not going to happen. But what he talked about was their experience in the minor leagues and their goal in the Royals organization is to build players so when they do get released, they go out in their communities and they still love the game. They have a passion for the game. They want to teach the game. They don't have a sour taste in their mouth. And their priority through the whole conversation was six tool, mental makeup, character. And that's a mainstay in the Royals organization. And not all organizations are the same and not the same in college baseball either. So as players are seeking to be college players, do your research, you know the programs that you're looking into and the programs that are pursuing you because programs are different.
You know, Nate, what stood out to me was his genuine love of the game, the core values of the game that still hold true. To hear a general manager of a major league team, World Series champion 2015, and he was with the Braves when they went on that 14-year straight division titles before he went to KC. I mean, it is a beautiful thing to hear him stress these core values that we preach, we teach, that, you know, the old school guys still believe in so much. So we want to thank everybody for their time tonight. Great weekend at the Kansas City Royals Complex with our Elite Infield Camp, and we will see you next week on CPD. Good night.
Thank you for tuning in to Trosky Ranch, Complete Player Development. For your player development needs, go to TruskyRanch.com.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.